Welcome to the English Radio Show, brought to you by English, the language of champions.
A military dictatorship in 1988, Burma proceeded to free election last November 2015, a particularly major event considering that it has not happened since 1990. Those elections are all the more important for the result seems to announce the beginning of a newborn democracy. In a country marked by unemployment, forced labor and prostitution, where liberty is so young and when 25% of seats in the Legislative Assembly are reserved for unelected military, the victory of the National League of Democracy, NLD, is evidently a sign of progress. The NLD is the party led by Aung San Suu Kyi, 1990 Nobel Prize. Opposed to the Union Solidarity and Development Party, USDP, the dictatorship party, Aung San Suu Kyi's party won the last free election in 1990, but has not been able to govern since. Instead of confirming the legitimacy of the military government, those elections and the victory of NLD proved it arbitrary, which of course didn't please to the military government. So it had to wait the relative liberalization of Burma and the access of civilian to government to allow those free elections that are per se a democratic advance. So last November 8th, 80% of Burma's population came out to vote. The results are quite impressive. On 168 seats, 135 were won by NLD, the rest returned to USDP and unelected military. But those significant results hide a few unresolved problems. Will Aung San Suu Kyi be able to govern, as she declared, given that the Burmese constitution forbid her to do so? Will the army really let the country turn the page of dictatorship? Aung San Suu Kyi's victory seems to announce new hope, but the game is far from over, and a month still remaining, and still the next president's nomination.